Hi, this is Pastor Logan Robertson bringing you Mormon Moment number 8. And today we're going to have a look at their weird belief that you have to keep the Sabbath day to get to heaven and to be a good Mormon. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that anymore. Obviously in the Old Testament, not all the Old Testament, but part of the Old Testament, they were meant to keep the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And they weren't meant to do any work on that day, and that was a day of rest unto them. Now, the thing in the New Testament, Jesus is that rest. He that talks about in the book of Hebrews that Jesus is that rest. We no longer have to keep the Sabbath days. But it says in the Doctrine of Covenants, chapter 68, in verse 29, "And the habitants of Zion shall also observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy." So they have to observe the Sabbath day. Now, I'll read to you from Colossians, chapter number 2, and verse 16. It says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days." So it says, let no man judge you in the Sabbath days. So if someone comes up to me and says, hey, you need to be keeping the Sabbath day, I say, hey, don't judge me about that, because the book of Colossians tells me that don't let anyone judge you for that, because it's been done away from Christ. Because it says in verse 17, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. And so Joseph Smith was wrong. He thought you had to keep the Sabbath day, and that's like a command in the New Testament. Otherwise, you don't go to heaven if you don't keep the Sabbath day. Well, they just don't realize that Jesus is that rest, and we're meant to rest in Jesus. We're meant to rest from our works and rest in His works that were done for us, and His righteousness can be imputed unto us. But they don't understand that because they don't understand the gospel. But have a nice day, and number 9 will be coming out in a couple of days. God bless.